Hey Alex, thanks for joining us again. As you usually find us here, this is the place where we congregate in the rabbit hole. Welcome to the Mad Tea Party once again. We have Sydney Mays, the great and powerful Sydney Mays, joining.
It is I.
Would it be your like fifth or sixth time on the show, something like that?
Yes, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Sydney co-hosts the show a lot. We also have the great and powerful flight attendant. We have Caroline and Nikki. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It is. I'm a really big fan, so I'm a little nervous.
What?
You're like superstars.
We're nervous too.
It's fun. Never
Um,
been in a rabbit hole before.
I
first time for
had
everything. I actually have real rabbit pelts right here. This is not
Really?
something I
Good.
would buy. Okay.
Can we hold that
Yeah.
different while we make this is
like
much
a
more,
fidget
yeah,
spinner. Fidget.
This is not the kind of thing I would buy. Like, I don't
Fidget
know how I
pelts.
feel about this ethically, but someone gave me these. And I'm like, well, it's already dead, so.
Well, I don't have a dog right now, so this is really cathartic for me. It's lovely.
Perfect.
It's
Nice.
the same way.
You have another
Kind
one?
of same. Ooh. So
Very
is this
nice.
the rabbit hole
I actually
or
just
here
got
is it
these.
with
Oh no,
the
yeah,
Wow.
that's the rabbit end. Yeah, I know rabbit anatomy very well at this
Getting
point.
down to
Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're very honored to be here in this bunny hole with you guys.
Yeah. Like,
Thank you, thank you.
very.
Glad to have you.
Y'all got anything coming up? Any releases or shows you want to promote?
Do we?
We always want to promote our shows, I guess, but we're going on our first like US tour out in the Northeast in April. So we'll be playing the Rival House in Clarksville, which is kind of close, on April 13th. And then we'll also be playing Nashville on May 3rd at the Basement with Spirit Rituals. Love those guys. And a band from New York called Social Preachers. And then there's a bunch of little dates in between there that are not in the Southeast.
Nice.
Yeah,
Very cool.
it'll be fun.
What is each of y'all's favorite songs to perform?
Ooh. I like a couple. I love playing Phosphorescent. That's just
Same.
it gives me goosebumps every time. Phosphorescent is also my answer, aka parentheses fine line.
Yeah.
But Phosphorescent, it's just like one that live is different than the record. I mean, they're all different than the record, but live is like we just keep going.
We do, we just
Yeah,
keep going.
I
And it's awesome.
noticed that. I was listening to some of your catalog earlier, and it is very different from your live performances. And
Yeah, well, like writing in the studio, you only have so much time to like figure stuff out, and maybe we would have had a slightly different version if we had that song for like a year or something, but I think it's cool to have a different version live and
So.
discover that.
Hell yeah.
Y'all have a specific director you guys work with for your videos, or is it different people, different folks?
We did a lot of them ourselves, but then
Oh,
we've worked with Casey Pierce to do a lot of them as well.
nice.
Our ones that look better are done with Casey Pierce, but and he's great. He goes by Plastic Diamonds on Instagram, and he is just a hardworking Nashville director guy. But Nikki does a lot of our editing and did all of our other music videos. She's a great video editor, cinematographer, creative
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah,
entity.
we all shot each other. In the nicest of ways, but I think it started because like our first music video was Manic Chaos, and it was over the pandemic, and we couldn't literally do anything else. So,
That's my favorite track of y'all's.
yeah.
Thank you.
What is I was actually gonna ask later, but what is that song about
What
in
do
your own
you think it's
words?
about?
Ooh,
Well,
reverse Uno.
I think it has a lot to do with partying and maybe partying too much. And then it also, I was curious because it has a lot of like occult undertones to it, which is a big subject for me. So I was wondering how much of that is in the song, like on purpose. And sometimes like with my art, I'll look back at it years later and notice I did things that I didn't intend to do. You know what I mean? like, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I did that. So yeah, I was just,
yeah, that's a good point. That's
I
like
guess
a really good.
It's, I think it's about a few things is my answer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About partying and maybe also like, I studied chaos magic. So man of chaos. And then it gets into, yeah. Yeah. It gets into like, the Satanism and possession stuff. So that's what I was curious about.
I mean, I came from a background of like pretty strictly religious.
Me too.
Like, and so it gets so indoctrinated into you that power is within these untouchable and unseeable deities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, the first bands I were really in were worship bands for mega churches that were Baptist affiliated, that were more cult-like than a church. Like I was a part of this really large mega church in rural Kansas that it was like to be a member, you had to tithe up to 30% of your salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And like you had to send your kids to school there for like X amount of hours. And like you had to be like a part of this community. So it was a cult. Like it wasn't a church. Like you don't have to give 30% of your income to a religious organization unless they're like building like a school a day in rural areas, you know, like unless they're really putting the proof in the pudding. But so I saw this power that I would have on stage. And that's when I learned to love performing too. Because you're like in front of a bunch of people and you can be like, this music is important for this reason. And if you just worship a little bit harder, then you'll achieve more spiritual enlightenment. And like by participating in this moment right now, you are going to live forever. Like that's the promise of Christianity, right? Eternal freaking life and wealth and riches and always being right. So it's kind of, you saw this power like that you get from the stage and it was fun to flip it and reverse it. Man of Chaos was the first song that like, I think I felt that same power in, but it was like completely reversed in a, I'm the one with power now.
Mm.
And so it's like, I'm the chaotic one. And that was really inspired from, we saw KG Elephant play at Shaky Knees in Atlanta. And he's in this like costume that's like this ripped like spider web is what it looked like. And he's just like on the top of the world singing this thing. There's a thunderstorm with lightning.
Power
and it's like,
techno.
This is, I was like, that's power. And it's like, ooh, I want to like write a song that can embody like what I'm feeling watching this deity person become a deity by just like,
yeah,
you know, being in that environment. And so, and I think Man of Chaos just came about like thinking about that Matt Schultz performance and then just like reflecting it into our own song.
Is that what you meant when you said you watched him fall from the top of the world or jump?
That
from
was
the top
about,
of the
yeah. So he does jump off stage. But it was also about we, I don't know Matt Schultz personally, but he seems like a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we did hang out with him one time and he had really was in a very dark place. You know, he struggled with drug abuse as a lot
mm-hmm.
of people in music have.
Yeah.
I have. And he was in like a kind of low point at the time. So it was, and it was after we'd seen him play Shaky Knees. So there's this guy that was like a god in my mind. Now
mm-hmm.
on my friend's couch, like nodding off from just being too shit-faced, and I was like, that's that same guy. And like,
yeah,
so saw a man fall from top of the world and then blame it on a diamond ring as he had just gone through a divorce. So that line is directly about like him.
I'm so glad I asked. That's such a good like
good question.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Sorry Matt, I'm a little personal.
I hear he's doing great now though.
This is just between us and Alice. It's okay.
yeah.
Cool. He's a huge fan of the show, actually. shout out.
Whoa.
I've seen Kids and Elephants several times, and they put on a great show, too.
Yeah,
they
have a great show.
Awesome.
I'm really excited for this new tour. He's, like, doing better, and they've got new music and a new album and going back at it. They haven't since then, which was, like, 4 years ago.
Hmm.
So. I love the record, Social Views.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Top five influences for our band, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are y'all's biggest influences, actually?
KG
Elephant.
Yeah. Our like little standard proof answers: KG Elephant, Lana Del Rey, Vivaldi, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I don't know. Florence and the Machine is kind of a new one we say. I'm actually, I know one Florence and the Machine song, but when we toured Europe, people were like, you guys really remind me of Florence and the Machine. So I'm like, that's because we love that band.
We do.
So you like them, you'll like them. It's really like
very very pro answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I like Caroline Polachek.
I am.
That's her. This is her.
Nice.
Her face is my face now. Just kidding.
Is that Cat's Cradle?
I don't know what she's doing.
Cat's Cradle. Oh, I haven't thought of Cat's Cradle in so long.
Is that Cat's Cradle?
I think that's what that is.
Cat's Cradle. Wow. She's bringing it back. Totally forgot about that. That was so exciting to me. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. That's a like cool thing to do with string.
It is, though.
Hell yeah.
I love string, dude.
Fucking love string, dude.
String is so cool.
I was also raised super religiously. I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
And I was also homeschooled. But
I knew I liked you.
And when I turned 18, I moved out and I didn't know anybody. Literally no one.
Yeah, right.
And I just because I was, where am I going to ash this? Can you get me some to ash this on?
Is
it?
Yeah, this. Here you go, Sydney. right in your hands.
Wow.
No, but I can relate to that. What denomination was the mega church, right?
Well, it was Baptist, but they lost their Baptist affiliation for reasons I never was clear on. They were Southern Baptist Convention, and I also was paid to lead worship in a Methodist church. The Methodists were kind of chill.
I thought they were the ones that didn't believe in music in the church. Or is that
certain Baptist and certain Church of Christ? Methodists Lutherans, are what we call Catholic,
definitely. Methodists are okay. They're like we have a gay little youth pastor and great laser show that would go on with the music and
hell yeah.
I don't know.
What kind of laser show?
Oh dude, mega churches?
They go hard.
They slap.
I actually got the way you got into performing from doing music. I got a lot of experience public speaking because of being Jehovah's Witness, knocking on people's doors.
Yeah, oh, meeting strangers, that's terrifying.
It sucks. It is the only thing worse than a Jehovah's Witness knocking on your door is being a Jehovah's Witness and knocking on someone's door. Everyone is annoyed by Jehovah's Witnesses and no one knows that more than Jehovah's Witnesses.
Did you ever have experiences, though? I've always wondered this, where someone's oh my God, you're kidding.
It's blew my mind right now.
What?
Tell me
you're
more.
Telling me. Did it work?
It's more
or was it people just happy that someone was visiting them?
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny you say that.
That's so sweet.
I had this, what's called a return visit.
Yeah.
With this.
And that's what you want to do?
Yeah. So it's not oh my God, this is blowing my mind. It's more hey, I'm going to give you this magazine. Can I come back and talk to you about it? Mm-hmm. So it's you get your foot in the door and then you get to come back again, basically.
It's like a book club.
Yes. That's so funny. We do a book club on this podcast too. And I'm oh my God, I haven't changed at all. No. I'm just the same I've always been.
You can only read one book so many times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it is usually just people that are lonely. I had this return visit that was is an old man who had polio when he was a 12-year-old boy, so he had no legs. I don't think I've ever told Alice this, actually, but I would go see him.
Suck to not have legs.
I would.
Yeah, he got around really good, though. He was he would carry himself around like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was super cool, and I was probably 12 to 15, and with a few occasions where I didn't go. But almost every Saturday, I would go to this guy's house.
That is so sweet, actually.
So I actually do have a lot of respect for anyone that does that with their time. Because
there's something about going to the community one-on-one and being I'm your neighbor. I know you exist. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, even if you are join my club. Yeah, whatever. You're still acknowledging that everyone is a person and every life matters.
Well, like
by talking to every neighbor.
I think they're wrong about a lot of stuff.
I do not know.
But like, I mean, like every Christian denomination, I'm like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Like, I have a lot of respect for like the Bible, but most churches don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So I definitely disagree with what, like, the message that they have, but what they're doing, I respect so much. Cause it's like my sister, for example, is a regular pioneer, which means she knocks on doors 70 hours a month.
A regular, so there's levels.
Yeah. There's auxiliary pioneer, which is like 50 hours a month. And to think of that as like the low level is fucking insane to me.
50 hours
That's
a month.
So
yeah,
much time.
12 hours a week.
Yeah. But she does it 70 hours a month. And they do it a little differently now.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
She's like
the
it's
best
all your
person
weekends.
To go to a wedding too with or like any event where there's strangers.
She's
amazing.
She is very
people,
social.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
And she's also just like
you could just bartend and like instead.
Yeah, you do that.
Social. But no.
Oh, I was just gonna say. Not only is she super great to go to things with, but my sister is like the best person I've ever met, just period.
Well,
because
nice.
She spends her weekends trying to, like, when they do that, they're trying to save your life. Like, they think you're going to die, and they want you to live forever.
Aww.
And, like, I think they're wrong, but I'm like, I fucking respect that.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
Very kind.
Yeah, I think,
it
like,
would suck to have somebody knock on your door and be like, you're going to die.
What?
It's annoying.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No one, literally, no one wants to hear that on a Saturday morning.
It'd be one thing if you're like, how are you today? Like, you're loved. But they're like, dude, you're fucked.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't tell me, like, don't knock on my door and tell me I'm fucked.
Come join our book club.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about before that. But yeah, anyway, that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The influence of.
Oh, I think like mega churches are a good example too of like there's a lot of really good these kind of things target people that are really good and like they're like have a like a sense of like justice and like wanting like a sense of charity and they praise on those people and so it's like they're full of really good people I'm sure it's not I mean except all the money probably is pretty nice
it's so hard.
But convincing people to just give you that much money
That's gotta
on
be
a
difficult.
Scale enough to maintain a megachurch. That's why there's a lot of abandoned megachurches. Midwest Decays is an amazing social media channel. I don't know who runs it, but they explore a lot of abandoned megachurches, like throughout mostly Ohio. But they're like, it is a system that collapses as soon as one leader kind of walks away. Like the megachurch thing it's not as big of a network as they think it is. It's just usually one. Essentially, like cult leader running one nice mega church.
It makes sense.
You know,
they're not like a collective. They're their
own
little
things. That's
like
why there's so many Christianities. It's because one guy was like,
"No,
this my way."
Yeah, you're wrong about this one very specific thing.
And now we're gonna have civil war in the UK for 500 years. Like, at least we don't
like
do that.
That
anymore.
It'd be like that.
It does be like that sometimes.
There's a lot. Yeah, like. One thing I'm really grateful for growing up that way is I've read the Bible and I'm like, this shit actually is like super fucking interesting, but no one knows what the fuck they're talking about.
No.
It's like my friend Danny, like he reads Hebrew and like, basically it's like,
you gotta have him on sometime.
Oh, he's been on several times. Yeah.
Sweet.
But it's like a next time he comes on though, I'll let you know.
Do it.
But like, It's all like a giant cipher.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't make any sense because it's encoded. Like that's not a base message. Like you have to like know Hebrew basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's like this deeply, I'm just mansplaining the Torah. It's like basically.
See, there's a language. You don't know how to read it. So it's a code.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that. Like,
yeah, like they have this thing.
I would assume at face value when you read a book to take it word for it, like what it's saying.
Well,
I would never think of reading about this is a coded message.
There's
it's
this whole.
This is clearly something.
It is. It's all metaphorical.
I gotta write more coding. I gotta write more coded message songs. People love that.
Okay, on the to-do list.
This get real esoteric.
The
what does she mean?
Means something. It's. The whole album can be like coded into like another language that then has to be translated.
Do you like Sumerian?
I Yeah. That would be another 5-year journey of getting a publisher.
All your lyrics are in Sumerian. Are you fucking kidding me?
No one can Google that.
Yeah.
No one's doing it. In Nashville.
I like 21 Pilots.
I really like 21 Pilots.
Sweet. I just want to. I love them too.
That's a big one. Yes. For the Sydney. Yeah. Yeah, they also do some weird esoteric stuff, like their albums.
Do they?
Yeah, like one of their album covers, I'm pretty sure, is like a sigil, because it's this odd shapes.
If I were to want to learn about bands' esoteric tendencies, is there like a podcast or something, a piece of literature you'd recommend, or anything, like, how do I find out about?
Like specifically for bands?
Yeah, like Bowie and like was like an occult guy I always hear about, and how he kept like Jimmy Page's pee in his fridge.
Bowie,
I want to do more of that stuff, and I want to know who else is doing more of that stuff.
This guy can tell you a lot about Bowie, Bowie specifically, occultism stuff.
I'll tell you a lot about the old musicians and all that shit. I was going to say, if you want to find out about that, just get into one of the conversations he and I get in between.
Oh, yeah, watch this show.
Sick. That actually, wow, that's great.
That's cool.
I can't wait to watch this.
Hell yeah.
I like saw the Spirit Rituals episode before we came here, and like I met you guys at Spoopy. But now that I know what this is about and more about you guys, I'm very excited to watch more episodes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got to come on again sometime too. Not like it's over or anything.
See you later.
Anyway. What are we talking about? I'm stoned.
I'm also a little stoned.
What do you think happens after we die?
Ooh.
Now we're on the road.
I don't know.
Me either.
I don't know.
Does anybody?
I mean, I believe in I don't know.
Have you ever watched a chameleon die?
Whoa, what? Why? What?
Their body explodes into a like firework of changing colors.
Really?
Oh. And every single one, and like it's like the saddest, most beautiful. Don't actually Google it if you're sad, because you'll bawl. Because you like watch it like twitch and shrivel and like rigor mortis, and then it's dead. But it's like the lights lights up.
Because it's little mechanisms.
It's just like firing. It's like watching DMT in a little lizard.
God.
Yeah.
But you don't, I've never done DMT, but I imagine
that's sure. What it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly what it's like.
Was that the trip you was having that was like super freaky? You were in like a room?
That was DMT. I've had many DMT experiences.
What are you guys' favorite drugs?
Okay. Not DMT, because it's terrifying. It's not fun. It's like, not a fun time. I like ecstasy. I like coke. I like weed. I like acid. I like mushrooms.
Cannabis is not a drug.
It's a plant.
Yeah, well, I like that plant. I think that's it.
Yeah. Cool.
What about you?
Well, I mean, who doesn't love coke? Who can afford it though?
Yeah, I've never met anyone who has done coke and doesn't like it.
Literally, that the person doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Oh,
you're a liar.
I don't enjoy it all the time anymore.
Oh, wait. What I mean is, I don't enjoy standard coke. It's going to be really good.
Well, I think that's what I meant. It's like, you can have coke that's not good because it's not coke. But like, good coke is, I've never met anyone that doesn't like that.
Well, see, that's why I haven't done it, because I wanted to go to Colombia and have a good experience.
Literally has refused to ever do coke.
I don't want baby powder and weird shit.
Especially ever in any of these things, but
I think that's totally understandable.
I'm picky.
Yeah.
So
if you don't know where you're getting.
If Whole Foods had it in the organic section, you know, then I'd check it out.
I totally agree.
Like, sorry, Nashville.
If Whole Foods sold cocaine, you would buy it?
I think so.
That's something I can take to the bank as a quote that you've said.
Maybe Trader Joe's, because Whole Foods is Amazon.
Turnip Tracks.
There you go.
Local farmers.
Yeah.
Nikki's
from a place outside of Los Angeles called Topanga Canyon.
It's in Los Angeles.
I've heard of that.
It is. Okay. It's beautiful. I don't know.
Where is it?
Okay, it's like 50.
Los Angeles is like a whole state.
I'm saying it's like Madison is Nashville.
No.
Yeah.
Is I don't know about that.
Topanga is farther from the Los Angeles skyline. Skyline.
Sandwich between Santa Monica and Malibu and the valley. And it's beautifully put there in the middle of that triangle.
Anyways, she's licensed to say shit like Whole Foods should sell cocaine and other LA things. And you're like, what? And it's this crazy other world.
I totally agree. I think they should sell cocaine. I think all drugs should be legal, actually. We think about that.
It might take
a you wouldn't have to worry away. About fentanyl being in it, so.
Yeah.
That's the big scary thing.
Yeah.
Take this stuff.
Fuck it. Which drugs don't I like? Fentanyl.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Don't like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never done heroin, but opium is very, very nice.
Which?
Her is better last.
Oh.
But I'm not condoning. I don't know. I feel like I don't do a lot of drugs these days.
Yeah. I don't even smoke much weed nowadays.
I don't have much money anymore. I have a lot of credit card debt and I have a lot of things I have to do.
It makes it harder.
I'm a student and like a musician and I don't have shit to do.
Are you a student?
I was. And that's when I did most of my drugs.
Oh. Because
you're learning. You're like,
stay it's a good time school? For it.
Yeah. It was nice. It's a great way to secure debt. For a lifetime.
Hell yeah.
You know, it was worth it for sure.
So the chameleon, is that what you think happens after we die? Like kind of like that, like inside your head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my long answer. Yeah. Thanks for knowing what I said.
Hell yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Basically, the energy will be transferred.
Yeah. I think it's such an interesting question to me because no one knows. Like some people think they know. But like no one knows until you get there.
Sure. What is like that's like when it's like what is knowing? Yeah. You know, like what is even what even is knowing anything? What even is anything at all like existence? So then it's like in that way you can know what happens when you die because it'll be like what happens when you're alive? I don't know.
Mm.
Ooh, good one.
You don't know what's gonna happen at any second, but it just keeps happening. So it's like
yeah,
death will be just as I think we'll be conscious in a way that we're. Not conscious now, you know.
That is beautifully put. I like that. Thank you. It's so it feels yeah, right.
I don't know, but it's like so you can't know what's gonna happen because I don't think anything goes away, but will it be in existence, not one that we can understand now.
Mm.
You know, but I think we will exist, we just won't understand what that means.
What yeah, there's like no rules. To it so it could be like alive and dead could be like it could be something yeah. completely different than either of those things
exactly
yeah I agree I don't think the idea that like something exists kind of to me implies that everything exists so like everything I could possibly think of is out there it's just not here
sure
and then like way more than that too like stuff like that I never think about like infinitely so
yeah infinity.
Yeah, so that would mean, like, heaven and hell are real. They're just, like, so is, like nirvana, and that's, like, a state of being. But, like, Valhalla, like, all of them would be real.
Valhalla would be sick. I hope so.
You have to die in combat to get there.
Oh, I know.
I'm ready. That's hilarious.
Trying. I'm, so, like, I'm going to be, like, if I don't, I'm gonna be like 87. I'm just gonna like pull a knife on the nest and like, duh, you know, sit me out. I don't care.
Like, make some nurse battle. Strangle you.
Yeah.
She's gonna be yelling, put my blade in my hand from her bed.
Yeah.
Can I die without my blade?
I mean, I believe that.
That's why every time you go to the hospital, you gotta bring a sword just in case.
Yeah. Facts. Facts, Mark. Spitting bars over here.
Yeah.
What music was in the house growing up?
Oh wow, mine was a mixed package.
If you have a good answer for this, I don't know.
My mom grew up in the Caribbean, so she introduced me to a lot of like Caribbean music, but also opera. She'd blast Pavarotti.
Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean. I don't know.
Okay. Caribbean. I don't know either.
I don't know.
Caribbean.
St. Thomas.
Caribbean.
Virgin Islands.
Okay. US.
Yeah, she was very lucky. Yeah, the three tenors were blasting in the morning. Julio Iglesias was blasting in the morning. Classical music. Sweet. I just got inundated with a whole mixed bag of music.
Did you
And Merle Haggard.
Let's go.
Yeah,
she's good about that. What about you?
Wow. Dude, you're asking what music I listened to when I was a kid. What was playing
what,
in the house?
What, like, your parents played?
My mom has been quoted saying I don't like music that much, but she likes James Taylor. My dad liked the Beatles a lot.
Awesome.
It was basically just the Beatles or worship music. Jars of Clay. Switch. Whatever I was allowed to listen to within the confines.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a private school for about 4 years where you had to sign a thing saying you wouldn't go to the movies and you wouldn't listen to radio. You would only listen to their list of praise and worship songs.
Wow.
So like I wasn't allowed to like watch media for like a while.
Damn.
I didn't even music today. That's amazing.
I
have
to play the piano.
Yeah, there it is. Well, so you had to write your own stuff because you couldn't.
But I got a Barbie tape that was in the back of one of my rock and roll Barbies, and that cassette tape was sick because it was rock and roll music and it was Barbie. And then in a Happy Meal on a field trip one time, I had to buy my own food. So I used the money and I bought a Britney Spears / NSYNC CD that they were selling in like a vending machine at this McDonald's on a field trip. And that CD was mine.
Were you in mega churches like the whole time you were growing up? Or did that happen like when you were a kid?
They weren't big until I was like in middle school. Before that, it was just kind of like rural, small stuff.
Yeah, but still like they were religious and took you to church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What point did you kind of like realize that wasn't for you?
I would like to start a mega church someday.
Nice.
Where I keep all the money and the religion.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and sure. By that, I mean, you know, I don't know, do a residency in Vegas. Isn't that what those are?
Fucking do it. Start a mega church. Like,
why don't, you know, like Fish has that one concert hall they built and or that festival grounds they built. You know, artists do their own festivals. That'd be nice. That's the goal, right?
Oh, yeah. I like that idea, though, because then you can get everybody basically a big party and everybody gets
to. So I never left. I just picked different ones.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm very much still like preachy and like evangelizer. Yeah. I like have a message to like, you know what it is I feel like that Christian guilt. Like, I don't know if it's like this for other Christians, but we were taught like, there's a scripture that's like, if you're aware of something and you don't do anything about it, then you're blood guilty for that. Like, it's like
blood guilt.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Like basically.
Death note, man.
I would love
blood
guilt. Oh my God.
Like if you could have done something about something and you don't do it, like it's like the same as you doing that. And like, I feel that really strongly. And like, I'm aware of shit going on in the world. So it's like, okay, well, I'm aware of that. I have to try and do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, begrudgingly, the only thing I can do about that is like, talk to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like anything else beyond that is like violent or like just not gonna work, you know? So like, it'll never be enough for me, but I have to like do as much as I can. So I definitely feel that, like you said, I never really left. Though. Like, I feel that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's also like, yeah, I have a hard time focusing on like my immediate problems though, because I'm like, I gotta take on the world.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So like, I need to get better about just like.
It is easy
my
to
immediate
take care of other things besides our own things. So
yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of like, exactly. Yeah. To take on like these issues that actually will never really be solved either.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't even know what exactly would be good enough. It's not like there's an end goal. So that is a much easier thing to tackle than like cleaning your room or like fixing your car.
Truly, about cleaning your room, so overrated.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love
it. Call it crazy, but like I keep it clean because people are going to see it, and that's why I clean it. If I was a little hermit somewhere, oh my God. I would have to leave it in my hole because it would be so disgusting. Like, but because I'm in a society and I've chosen to be, I'm going to keep it clean for that reason. But I fucking, it takes so much time.
It does. And then you get dressed.
Yes, but so much of your life just, everything's all over. But yeah, but I guess it's good. You're right. It is good to care about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know. It is a good thing. And I think more people should do that. But it's also like, it's a lot. I can't turn that off. Mm-hmm. Like, I stay really plugged into the news and like, I pay attention to shit. And it's like, I have fun. Like, I go to a lot of shows and party, but I have a really hard time relaxing.
Well, I think it might be the news.
100% it's the news. Yeah.
It's not a relaxing.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. Like, I just haven't,
that's part of
I try to keep up with it because I think it's like, in some way, maybe I can do something about the state of the world, but like, I really can't in most cases. Like, all you can do is talk about
it. You're doing something right now.
You are.
Yeah. It's just, I appreciate that. Thank you. And y'all are too. Like, music, like live music saved my life. Like, so what y'all do is like,
it saves a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. It's really important.
Even momentary saving.
Yeah. I think a lot of artists don't always know like how much they can do for people, you know. It's like,
I think talking about it with any platform and just taking the time to talk about it, and like, you are good at something because of your background, and that's getting good at talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're using that with this like overarching way that you think about the world to make it better by talking about it.
Yeah,
because like, talking about it does make it better. Mm-hmm. More people are aware of other people and have the time to like have conversations. I don't know. That counts.
Yeah.
It makes me less likely to stab a random person on the street if I had to talk about my feelings that day.
Oh, nice.
It's a day-to-day battle.
Yeah. So, you know, and like, you drive a little safer. You like, you live life a little bit more aware of the world if you're not as, God fucking damn it, you know, and talking about it helps. Podcasting is good for that.
For sure. I've been in like
release, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my art's like that too. It's like compulsory. Like, I have to do this. It's not even like, especially like emotional art is like, it's not necessarily fun. Like, that can hurt, like really hurt. Mm-hmm. So like,
yeah.
It's like, I have to do this. It's
like, that's what makes you a true artist.
Yeah. That's the mark of a true artist for sure. Is you're doing it. Not even because it's fun, but because it's necessary. Yeah. Yeah.
I think everybody in that way is an artist. It's like, everybody's got something they got to do in their life to meet that equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's gardening or
cooking or whatever.
Cooking.
I thought you said cocaine.
Maybe it's cocaine. Maybe it's acid. You just got to find something.
Something
yeah. Or like, yeah, I bet you there's a, well, yeah, at some point anything can become art too. Like, I've seen some plumbers that were artists.
Mm.
And then you've seen some that aren't.
Yeah.
You know? Right. One of my favorite subreddits is our plumber, because it's like, or our wiring. It's like different like electricians' jobs. And you're like, it's just so fun to get there and be like, damn, that is a fucking sexy ass copper lining in this like antique home. You're like, yeah, no. It's just fun. There's art in everything though. And I think that's, if people,
true.
If you just take time to be good at what you're doing, then like, it can be that release.
Yeah. Especially when they've been doing it so long, it's like they just become like a master of that. They put their 10,000 hours in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Everything is art.
If you could be an artist at anything like else, what would it be?
Mm.
I only ask you this because I prepared an answer for this earlier when I was watching a video. So I'll let you go first before I'm ready to go.
It would be, it's not necessarily something I'm passionate about, but it would be really useful as a utility if I was a better visual artist.
Yeah.
Like draw, like I do these posters for like the episode.
Do that one? That's not a poster.
No. That's my friend Dakota Jernigan made that.
That's amazing.
He's fucking phenomenal.
I love the yellow.
Yeah, that he's pops. A genius. He was actually, that's the last episode that went up was his episode.
Mm-hmm. I want a wizard painting.
Yeah. He moved to Washington, and Oh, he's got tons of stuff for sale. You can't have mine, though.
Well, I mean, no,
I would buy mine.
These are so cute.
Yeah, my buddy Evan made those.
Timothy! So Dune is the Lord of the Rings of our generation, right?
Bro, we could talk about Dune.
It was Two Towers. It was Dune 2. It was.
Yeah.
It gave.
It's giving.
They knew what they were doing.
I thought it was great.
It was epic.
As a fan of the books, I think they did a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah? Really? Good. Well, you never know. Because that's hard to do.
It's not, like, accurate. Like, it's not, like, it's not the same thing.
It's hard.
But thematically, like, they captured what it feels like. Awesome. And I'm like, that's so fucking cool that they did that.
Yeah.
I can talk about Dune forever. Let's,
My favorite scene is when a little sphere ball ship is like landing.
Yeah.
And it was like the widest shot, I think, of like their base. And it was just like, whoever rendered that shot, there was just so much depth to it. Like, I couldn't do that. That was like an artist drew this fucking scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a well done movie.
Yeah. It's very, very
so beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
So it's very visually stunning. Yeah. Like,
I was just like, oh my god.
You did?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like opening. Sucks. Yeah. The seats.
Oh, I've only done it in 4DX, so that was another.
Oh story. My god. I bet that was crazy.
It was a lot like,
wait, yeah. The seats. Oh my god, that's exhausting.
I gotta jump that.
I've only done that
it
once.
It was a 3-hour ab workout. Trying to not spill
what
my popcorn.
Like, what did we see together? We saw some movie together.
We saw James Bond. Okay, we didn't know what it was.
I've never laughed harder in my life.
You didn't
spill our shit all over.
You didn't know that it was 4DX.
Had, like, an asthma attack during, so we're laughing so hard, and her hair is like flipping all over the place, and she's like grabbing her inhaler, and oh my gosh.
They should have seatbelts on those.
It was so distracting, but it was so much fun.
It was fun.
That's so funny. So the first time I did it, I also didn't know what it was. I'm like, why are these tickets so much? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And it doesn't move a little bit. It's like I definitely spilled my drink at one point.
Yeah. Isn't it possible? They have these little punch things in the back of the chair. You're just like, the whole time. I'm like, fucking exhausted and beat up a little bit. Like, that's a long movie to get punched.
Gives you a Tom Cruise, giving you a concussion.
Yeah.
The movie.
Cool. It was
kind of
cool, yeah.
Hell yeah. It is a fun, like, any movie you see is going to be interesting, right? Like, in 4DX, but like you guys said, it's very distracting. Like,
very distracting.
I can't pay attention to what's happening.
Like, when smoke comes out.
I saw an anime movie like that, and there were subtitles at the bottom, and
when
the smoke came up, I literally couldn't. I had no idea what was going on. It was so distracting.
What movie was it?
It was the Demon Slayer train movie.
Sure.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, 40X, quite a wild ride.
Our next song is going to be called Anime, and we're like, I'm putting together like this anime compilation like series that is going to be on these two TVs behind us when we do the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So I want like good anime recommendations, like scenes, because I'm going to be playing like some of my favorite like mech scenes on like a wall.
Nice.
So like, if you have any in mind, I would take any advice.
Okay.
Spirited Away. That's the one.
Oh my
god.
That's
a
good one.
No.
Yeah.
Cool. No, it'll be
if you need to know mech, old mech anime, I'll give you a list.
Hell yeah. I want like hand drawing 90s.
All the Gundams were so good.
Yeah.
All the what?
Gundam.
Oh.
The Gundam animes. There's a lot of them that are really good. Going back to like the 80s, I think. Mm-hmm. Like really old ones.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a favorite show in general?
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Get Down on Netflix? It's about hip hop getting started in the Bronx in the 60s. And
sick. I will watch it.
It's so good. So first of all, it's not historical at all.
Oh.
And a little bit of spoilers, it's like there's a lot of like, it's like magic creeps its way into the series.
What?
Like, it's really,
it's kind of surreal the way
that
kind of
is like a huge spoiler. So
a little bit, It happens pretty quick.
Don't tell me anything else.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I will.
Yeah.
And then plot twist. This is the plot twist. Fuck.
It's not really. Okay. No, no, it's not quite like that.
Okay.
but yeah, that's my favorite shows. Favorite shows.
I don't watch too many shows, but let's see. Stranger Things.
It's a classic.
Love it. And Squid Game, if they ever do the next season.
Nice. Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
It's great.
It's so fucked up.
It is.
I think I was like hyping myself up for it.
And you didn't watch it?
And then I didn't watch it.
There's time. You can watch it whenever you want.
It's true. Netflix.
I still haven't watched Twin Peaks, and I feel like that's a show that I'm supposed to watch.
You, same boat.
Yeah. Heard good things about it.
You guys haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
Wow. I know.
That's David Lynch, right?
Yeah. Somebody told me the Faded Away sounded like the theme song from Twin Peaks.
Nice. I don't know that one.
Spicy.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Which song is this?
Faded Away. That's one I made.
Nice.
But it's like slow and apparently sounds like the theme song. So.
I wish I knew, that way I could compare it to Faded. I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Faded. I'm saying the other song.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have them roll it right here, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, have that playing behind us. Let's get copywritten.
That's your new intro.
I'm sure they won't mind.
No. Just do like under.
I'm like pretending to like just roll the things. I'm like, I have no idea how.
Every time you point to something, Neve right has to put something somewhere.
I got you. I'm all right.
And then, as you can see, that's the thing that we're talking about.
Can't wait to see what he puts there. y'all have any ghost stories? And when I say ghost story, I mean like something weird happened you can't explain.
I have one, but it's so silly. It's not scary. It's kind of cute.
Go on.
And I'm not sure. Well, okay, so I was on my couch for Christmas one night and just like waiting for Santa to come, I guess. It's like right where the fireplace was, couch is right in front of the fireplace. There's this old beautiful clock that it doesn't work. And all of a sudden I see this little like red beam laser red dot thing floating around in the clock, and then the clock chimes. And no, I don't live in Santa today, but what the fuck was that? And like,
when was this?
When I was a young child.
Was it during Christmas time?
That was last year.
It was Christmas Eve.
It was on Christmas Eve.
It was just while I was asleep on the couch. I don't know what time it was.
You saw Santa Claus.
Okay.
He bumped the broken clock.
And that's
what caused its time.
Yeah. Oh. See, I don't know what the hell that
was. I mean, I didn't believe in Santa Claus, but now I do.
How cute. Like I said, that's
how it was.
I mean, that's wild.
Yo, shout out to Santa Claus, dude.
Keep it up, man. Although, do any of us in the room have kids?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you have the kid, do you have to form a secret pact with Santa and like actually give stuff from Santa that free?
Well,
legally,
have to.
Not being a typical individual in general, my son actually wants to believe in Santa Claus, and I'm fine with that. I told him that's fine. He can believe what he wants to believe, but the gifts I give him came from me, not from and the sweat off my back, not from some mythical dude coming down our tiny little chimney. That
I love this. I love this as an alibi for Santa, who actually does exist,
right?
And is bringing. He's like, no, I did that. I worked really hard, son.
Yeah, I'm like, it's cool. I mean, if something shows up that I don't know where it came from. Cool, Santa brought it. Just tell him to clean the chimney next time, because if he's going to be using it, you know, go and sweep.
For real,
we're just like, clear the airways.
Yeah, I mean, it's all for Christmas. Clean the chimney on the way.
It's like evil Santa gives your kid a hand grenade or something. Look, Dad, Santa gave me something.
Oh, a dark Santa.
Evil Santa.
Better than coal.
That's way better than cool. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
okay. I want a hand grenade.
What's that thing?
That's a great gift. You're like, guess what? A hand grenade, you know.
Is it what that
the potential
scary guy that comes in Europe? They don't have
Belschnickel.
Is it what? No.
Is that like the evil version?
The Krampus?
Krampus?
Yeah.
Oh, that is evil Santa, right?
Well, that's apparently the original counter to Santa when you were bad. That's where the coal came from, but originally he took the children to hell.
That is dark. Who came up with that?
Yeah, dude.
That's some German, I think.
Germans.
I can just see like you're like what 1700s or I don't know. This is and like your little Timmy, your brother dies. Your mom's like on Christmas Day. She's like, that's because he was a little shit.
What did we learn?
Is he going to heaven? Well, unfortunately.
He was rude, so rude. You better not be rude ever again.
That's religion. This guy's going to punish you or, like, give you a gift based on your behavior.
Parenting is tiring, you know?
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You're like, if you don't, you'll die, just like everyone else that's died on Christmas.
Do you have any ghost stories?
I don't know.
Don't you? You've camped out at some spooky places.
I thought I saw a ghost on mushrooms, and then I realized that it was actually these little glow-in-the-dark pill bugs that are down by the Red River in Adams, Tennessee.
That's cool.
And I saw them for the first time at Spoopy. Like, you go to the river, and you're like, it's like they come out during a certain time. I don't know. There's like these little blue glow in the dark pill bugs, and they're all over the beach. I was like, this is crazy. And then the next day, I didn't do any mushrooms, went out, and they were actually there.
You manifested mm-hmm. them in your mushroom trip. They weren't there before.
They really exist. There were other people there that saw them. Mm-hmm. But I can't find them on Google, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of people saw them. And I swear they'll be there like anytime we go in the fall.
I want to see those pill bugs.
So let's go right now.
Let's go.
It's not the fall. It's your schedule.
Did I show them to you at the... No, I saw them at the one that's on the other side. Not Spoopy.
The possum stop.
No, it was Spoopy, not possum stop.
No, I remember aphids all over. What was
aphids?
Aphids. Aphids. I'm from California. What do you want? But what was floating around? There was some shit floating around. It was so sticky.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
It's called the aphids.
What the fuck?
Or something. We heard all about.
It was like a phenomenon where these aphids like were swarming by the river and like.
Just like a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, you know, tiny little green bug.
Again, kind of looks like did they?
Ants milk them. I heard them like.
Oh, those things.
That's
like ant cows.
Ew. Well, I ate billions of them during our show. It's because
they're floating around.
Because they're like clouds. And I felt like a whale eating plankton. Trying to see what that. I was like, oh, God. Like, I kept coughing. There's some fun video of that, I think. Yeah, there's a lot of aphids.
Everybody's protein content was a little higher than normal.
So many bugs.
I never had any like weird ghost experiences or anything like that until like I went looking for it.
Oh, you open that door. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave the door closed.
So it's not a bad idea.
But what was your experience?
Not good, good.
I've told that story to Alice before. So I'll kind of just keep it brief,
mm-hmm.
but when, as I mentioned, I was a Jehovah's Witness until I was 18, and then I moved out on my own, and I, like, literally knew nobody, but then I started going to, like, okay. East Room, and, like, that became, and, like, Cobra, or used to be Foo Bar at the time, but, like, live music became church, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that, like, filled that void of community, too, mm-hmm. like, really... Like, really quickly fell into the local scene. And I bought, actually, that board over there. I'll show you later. But, yeah.
That looks like a Ouija. It
is.
A Ouija board.
It is. It's called an invocation board.
Oh.
And me and my partner at the time bought that, and I was like at the time like obnoxiously atheist. Like
I know those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like annoyingly atheist. And I didn't believe in any of that. And like long story short, it like if you go looking for that kind of stuff, you'll find it.
Yeah.
but I never had anything weird happen to me until like I sought that out.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, so an invocation board, I realized later after I bought all this stuff, but the difference between that and your standard Ouija board, which is an evocation board, is geometry. So like your regular Ouija board displayed like a rainbow, mm-hmm. and it's a rectangle, and it has a, the planchet is shaped after a wishbone, but an invocation board is a circle. And the planchet's also a circle. So the difference is when you're using a regular evocation, that spirit is bound to the interaction itself. Like the reason the planchet's shaped like that is like they're on the narrow side of this triangle and you're on like the wide side of it. So it's the difference between like talking through like a screen door and like letting someone into your house, basically.
Ooh.
So an invocation is like, it's not in the board, it's in the circle. So like it can communicate through the board, but like what I experienced like pretty quickly was like direct communication, like channeling and bodily possession. Like, yeah, it crept up on me too. Like, at first it was communicating to us through the board.
That's rude.
Rude.
He asked for it.
Yeah. I kind of walked up to that.
Was dressed. Come on. He asked for it. No, it's always rude. Ghosts. It's 2014.
You know, fair enough.
Get rid of the picture. Just a simple suck. I'm a man. Let me possess you. And you'd be like, sick. Or you'd be like, no.
Fair enough.
It's a conversation.
Okay, well, that should be. Sounds terrifying, actually. There's actually a really good horror movie. It's called like Talk to Me.
Yeah, I've seen Talk to Me.
Shit.
Yeah.
It is so. I don't either. That was so.
That one was really good.
So
yeah. Funny. I usually don't like them because they're so cheesy. And like having had some experience with this, I'm like, that's not. But Talk to Me, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah,
that one's fucking crazy. Basically like there's like this mummified hand and they like shake hands with it.
Oh yeah.
And then it like, but you have to like basically you do like an invocation, like you say talk to me, and that's what like triggers the event,
and then they like can go in.
Yeah.
Shit.
Then it, okay, like, so I guess that is this way of saying.
Yeah, see, that would ask for permission.
Yeah, like I did sit down and ask for a conversation. It just, I do feel like maybe it wasn't, like, I didn't exactly agree to that, though. You make a good point. There needs to be consent if you're going to enter someone's body.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's something we can all agree on.
What did we take away from today? Consent. In all forms.
Demons, don't be rapey.
Yeah, chill, bros.
But like it started like it felt like a string was wrapped around my finger.
Whoa.
And I was tripping balls, by the way. So yeah. I'm looking at my finger. Well, yeah, that does change the story a little bit. But also like every culture has used psychedelics in their in their rituals. And so like, but definitely some people go, oh, well that makes sense now.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just like, I've never had that.
Well, maybe it makes
you balls before. More. This has not happened to me.
Maybe it makes you more available.
Yeah, for sure. I think it like.
Put your guards down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I think like children are more susceptible to these kind of things too, mm-hmm. because they like, as you become an adult, you have like this idea of what reality is. And so, like, you have
all the useless gray matter around your cortex.
Yeah. Like, you know what the boundaries of reality are. Like, you understand physics to a little bit just by interacting with it. But like when you take drugs, it like turns you back into a kid where like you don't know the rules exactly.
Psilocybin gives you what I call the animal fever.
The animal fever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Where you like like primate. Yeah.
It's another cool title.
It's like I'm not a human, I'm an ape.
That's what alkaloids react to, the cortex. the brain. Everything on the outside, that's why it's so confusing. Because it's firing your synapses off so fast that all the bullshit gray matter and memory doesn't know what to do with that.
The more you know. Oh, but yeah, long story short, there's like the same thing was happening to my girlfriend at the time. And
tripping balls or being at
both.
Okay.
Both. And like that went on for a while, but I'll tell you the rest of the story some other time. But that was
crazy.
I did not believe until that happened, and then I'm like, oh wait, no, this is. And I've also done that again, like many other times since then.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so you're curious for more.
I don't know about now. I've had some not good experiences, but most of the time, pretty good experiences. Like,
good.
Yeah. Good. But I think like kind of like with psychedelics too, it's like, what's Terrence McKenna say? Like, once you get the message, hang up the phone or something like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But so I mean like. I don't know. It's. I think it's a good thing to do in your, like, not in your youth, but like in your adolescence, like in your coming of age, like where you become more aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. And then once you've done that, it's like, well, I already know that. Like, I got that lesson.
Like,
you know?
Spiritual walkabout.
Yeah. I think.
I did that with LSD a long time ago.
No way.
When I took it, and it was good. And everybody else was, you know, losing their minds, but I was just like, I'm here again. And it wasn't that it was almost like being bored. Because there was nothing new to find there, you know. And I never took it after that.
Yeah.
A lot of fungus though.
Yeah.
You seem like a fun guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. I caught that dagger.
There you go.
Good.
Thank you. Been working on it.
Where do you think human life came from? Things like a evolution, or like, is there a missing link somewhere? Aliens? Better question. Do you think aliens
human
have
life
been
came
here?
From my mom?
Nice.
Hey, that's you. Where I came from.
Hell yeah.
And that's the only life that I know truly exists.
Ooh. True.
I only know my origin and my death.
Everyone could be an alien. They're just lying to you about it. Yeah. They said they came from like their mom.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
But still gotta live, so might as well live as if you do know. That's like, I don't know.
Live as if you do know? I know exactly.
You can't just be like, none
because
of
I'm here. So.
Yeah. If you wanna participate like in this life, then you have to like lean into it no matter what the reason is.
Mm. Kind of like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if it's a simulation, just because I'm playing a video game, I'm not going to play it worse just because I know I'm playing it. Actually, that's a lie. I'll jump off a cliff 1,000 times.
Same.
I actually do play Terrell because I know that it's lives. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So should play it the best you can.
Yeah.
Even though you don't know where we came from or where we're going, kind of Joe.
Do you think there's been aliens here?
Just like right now,
do you think there's aliens here now? Just point, is she an alien?
Yes, you're oddly talented.
I'm not an alien.
That's true.
There's no both aliens, and no one can prove it.
That's what an alien would say.
Yeah, that's sus behavior.
It's just, I want to believe in aliens, but you can't prove it. And I'd like to see somebody do it.
This is something.
The scanner's been running since you got here, so I'll get the results here.
The peaking?
I'll get results here in a few hours.
This is something I ask everybody, and you kind of answered it a little bit earlier, but what can you define art?
What?
What is art?
You don't need to define art.
So can it be defined, or is it kind of beyond that?
I think the whole art, like art of everything, is everything can be art. Look at those beautiful blinds. That could be a damn installation. If you put that in MoMA.
I agree that that is art.
The title.
And I think as you mentioned,
I've enjoyed watching it.
There's lots of things that are art, like plumbing and being an electrician.
Yeah.
So is it, that makes me wonder though, is that, is art anything that people do? Is it like a thing people do?
I think if you does art exist? Appreciate something for its simplicity or its beauty or whatever it makes you feel, then it can be a piece of art for you.
So like the sun can be art, like looking in the space can be art.
What a piece of art.
Yeah.
What a beautiful piece of art.
Life is art.
Look at that table.
That is a good table. I got that and this chair for $50 together at Thrift Smart.
That deal is
So better question for something to be art, does it have not better, but just going on that. For something to be art, does it have to be created or can it simply just exist? An artist, but it's like if an artist exists, then that means art has to be created.
So stones are like washed up by the ocean. The ocean created that. So therefore it is art.
So the ocean's the artist. Okay. So the art is also the artist sometimes.
Just because it's not a person doesn't make it less of a piece of art created. We're not that special.
I think that's really on the, as far as I can understand it, is really on the tip of it is that nature defines art. And when we create it as humans, we're reflecting that back, basically.
We are literally also painting nature. You call me a bird.
Yeah. I think it's probably art, whether people did it or it's like just space, like Ocean did it.
Yeah.
Or I guess.
I think people are work for a beautiful person, interesting looking person. Nobody created that on purpose, like just got created. And it's like, wow, you're really fun to look at.
Isn't it fun to think though about some heavenly body of elves sculpting every single person?
Again, we can talk about your family later.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're part of my family, like that was the religious indoctrination, or if you're saying like my parents are hot.
I was going for the alien factor, but we can do any of this. All the above.
What a weird thing to say as a bit even out loud.
No.
I want to reverse out of it.
What a...
Delete that.
Delete this.
Maximus.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'll ask you guys one more question and then we'll kind of wrap it up. But what have you been listening to in like the last week?
Love that question.
I'm terrible with names. You go first.
I've been re-listening to Blake Mills album. Don't remember what it's called. This is Kate Gorman's home cover. I don't know the name of the album.
Nice.
Sweet. Blake Mills. Also, Charlie XCX did a Boiler Room set, and it was like this like weird. So I've been listening to her Boiler Room set playlist. It's got like Alex G and Charlie XCX and Carolyn Polchek.
Yes.
You know what? I'm actually kind of
nice pull.
I just found Ari Abdul, and it's just really sexy, and I appreciate it.
What kind of music is it?
It's sexy music.
Okay. That's the genre.
It's, I guess, what would you call it? Like, sultry R&B, pop, but a little bit of synth.
I was just commenting the other day to somebody about what I'm working on. I said, you know, it's, I hesitate to say it because nobody really does it anymore, but making sexy music, good R&B, something to put on and bring
somebody down. Sabrina Claudio? Oh my God.
And, but you don't hear it on the mainstream where people are like, you know, this is an album to put on when you bring somebody home.
Oh yeah, which is a very important ingredient. So, right. You know, like these are things that should be taught in school.
You guys know the Marias?
Fuck yeah, the Marias.
Yeah.
What genre
we get a lot of inspiration from them, I think.
We do.
We try to. We can't be that cool, unfortunately, but.
They're so fucking cool.
We would like to.
It's on my workout pod or my workout playlist, and I annoy Vinny with it all the time.
It's true. We all live in the same like house for a long time, but I like to live on top of you guys. And so Nikki's playlists are very loud.
Nice.
And it's a lot of the movies.
That reminds me.
A lot.
I heard that.
It's just mostly one song. It's sorry. The same song. Oh, wait.
Add in more of the
pieces. It's just one song on repeat.
Yeah. Just
trying to get the
That reminds me. I heard that you're all bartenders. Is that correct?
I mean, before a drink. I'm not one of the cool ones.
You literally bartend, though.
I do. I mean,
that was a really cool way of saying that.
There's cool bartenders in the band. I put myself up with that.
Wow.
Is that how you all met? Bartending? Yes. Nice.
Cool.
That's a cool background for a band.
You drink a lot.
Is that where flight attendant comes from?
Vinny's mom, our guitar player, is a flight attendant.
Oh.
Lisa.
Oh. We were theorizing about this earlier. We're thinking maybe beer flights.
Ooh, that's
oh,
love beer flights.
There's a lot of saying because I knew y'all were bartenders. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder if they got that from. And y'all are very party oriented music, like y'all shows. And I was like, well, it's like everybody's partying and
it's a social and flight, activity. Yeah.
And y'all are attending them with the energy, you know. So
nice.
But well, that's just
maybe that's what it
changed the answer.
That's cool.
Yes. But yeah, I mean
that's what it meant to me.
It's yeah, ushering an experience.
You're attending the flight of
buttons are sick
sound.
Planes are cool. Being in a plane is cool.
It's pretty fucking cool. But that heavy thing can go up there with your luggage.
Serving alcohol on a plane in
y'all's
a mini
music
plane
is
fucking cool.
Moving and uplifting like a plane.
It is uplifting. Sure.
Very.
Got him.
Got
him,
dude.
Dude, you do. You're crushing it with the dad jokes.
Say it one more time.
What did I even say?
He said, well, it's definitely uplifting.
Oh, yeah, about planes.
I love these.
So good.
That's
why he has me on the show.
Yeah.
Well, two fingers so far. Got one more.
Oh, we're getting there. Give it time.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I'm playing at the Twisted Tea Garden next month.
Where's that?
It's the house show that Jeff runs from Spirit Ritual.
That's Spirit Ritual's house slash house show.
Cool place. It is a cool place.
It's so fucking cool.
We've never gotten
cool.
to play it.
Yeah.
Y'all will. I'm sure that time's coming.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Y'all at Twisted Tea Garden? Holy
When's
shit.
Your show there?
April.
It's Italian.
Pause for the calls.
This episode, I've heard
this
was brought to you by
Rabbit Pelts. Get shirts today.
April 20th. How could I forget that?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
There will be more chances.
We'll be shipping off to Boston.
Is that the only show you got coming up?
So far, yeah.
Any releases you want to plug?
Mm-hmm.
You just released something.
It's not released yet.
Oh,
it's not even all the way recorded yet.
Oh, okay.
We get.
Do you have a favorite song to play live that you have recorded that I can listen to?
The original?
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be Don't Forget to Remember Who You Are.
It's a great song, man.
Thank you.
Sydney's a badass.
yeah.
Look at me.
I mean, I'm doing my best. No, that is a super fun song to play live.
Hell yeah.
You got some fun ones to play.
Thanks, man. Yeah, Neef was my bass player for a couple shows.
I've been known to slide in on instruments here and there.
Slap at the bass.
At a Possum Stock.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a good show.
It was fun.
Y'all's show is a good show.
Thank you. Y'all's show's good show that you put on the stages.
I'll tell you what.
I'm like remembering now, though. I'm like remembering your show. And I was on a lot of mushrooms, but not too many. And it was great.
I remember you just coming back from that one too. Wonders of what
I'm so
happened.
Glad I'm remembering this right now. You guys are fucking fun.
Y'all are fun. I had a lot of fun with this. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Check out Flight Attendant. If you don't know already, where you been? Check. Put a link up down below. They're touring somewhere. A little mini tour.
Mini tour.
Something like that. Rebel House somewhere else. Yeah.
Nice. Rebel House is a cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Rebel House.
That's a while ago.
It's a fun spot.
Really cool spot.
Yeah. Or if you're in the Mercury Lounge in Newark City in the East Village, or if you're in Cambridge in Boston on April 23rd, or if you're in Asheville on April 29th, or Raleigh on April 28th, or Knoxville on April 19th,
mm-hmm.
or Memphis on May 1st, or Nashville on May 3rd.
So many dates, so many things.
I think I forgot Philadelphia on April 25th.
Yeah. So-
Nice.
Baltimore on April
26th.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go.
You can just speed that part up, I guess.
Oh, where are you playing in Nashville? Yes.
We're playing at Basement. OG Basement.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I saw you guys the first time.
Nice. It's gonna be sick.
It's gone.
We're definitely gonna do some like, I don't know, some chaos magic at the show.
Hell yeah.
Maybe some new songs.
Mm-hmm. Definitely new songs. We'll play anime, our new song that a music video will be out too soon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We just have to do it.
That's the one with Spirit Ritual, right?
Yeah, that show, May 3rd will be a Spirit Ritual. And
hell yeah.
The main social creatures.
Cool.
But yeah.
That's a good lineup. That's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Definitely made that one.
We're going to burn the basement down.
Yeah. It's not going to exist after May 3rd. Be there, Alice. Yeah. I'll be there, and I'll know if you're not. And we'll be disappointed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
very upset.
Yeah. Anyway, see you next week.
And happy almost birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, if y'all can make it, that'd be awesome. No pressure. But April 5th at the Underdog.
It'll be a dope show.
Come to that.
It's going to be also burning that part down.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of bars left.
Pricey.
See you next week.